Begin transmission. This is Gungeon Radio Hour.
Hello! And welcome, adventurers, to Dungeon Radio Hour, a D&D improv comedy podcast where the shiny math rocks go clickety-clack, and I must collect them all. As always, I'm your host and dungeon master, Dalton Ruscher Riddle, joined once again by our ragtag band of would-be heroes. Introduce yourself, heroes.
I'm Michael Adair.
I'm Alyssa Adair.
And I'm Andrew Gerline.
Okay, so I'm excited, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah. Tell me.
Before we get into our fun little story that we do, I thought we would play a little game.
Oh my God, like an introductory segment?
I know, it's a
game. Chutes and ladders.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh.
Are we going to screw with Mike again?
No,
I would love that. Mike, who's the British Chancellor?
I might get it this time.
It's all UK-based trivia questions, and they're all from Mike.
No, that was completely fair. No way rigged.
Not at all. No. Okay. So I have a list of fun facts and it's your job to tell me who these fun facts belong to. And whoever has the most points at the end of this game is going to win a prize from the DM's bag of holding, which essentially will be a magic item of uncommon rarity or lower. So the way this will work is I'm going to list the fact. I'm going to give each of you a chance to answer. If you get it correctly, you will get a point. If no one gets it right, then the person whose fact it belongs to gets 3 points. So does everybody understand the rules?
Sort of.
We should name the segment.
I will question them and I will scowl and go, huh? But yeah.
You want to name the segment, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Mike, what's the name? Ready? Intro sound? Mike.
Guess who did the thing out of this group who plays D&D on this podcast? Right now, we are playing the game.
All right.
Okay.
That's the whole title.
Maybe we'll something like that. Maybe we can workshop it. It should also be noted that the answers will be somebody in this group.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we had to guess between like everybody.
I don't think we described it well this whole time, but you'll catch on, folks.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is new for us too, so we're learning together. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Who farted on Bill Nye?
One of us in this group farted.
Well, so first off, this implies one, someone who farted, and two, someone who's met Bill Nye. Ooh. Both impressive feats.
Right.
You notice the fact isn't I met Bill Nye. It is I farted on Bill Nye. That's they're not proud that they met him.
No.
But they're proud that they farted.
They're proud that they farted on him.
Yeah. So, this is very telling.
Andrew, who do you think it is?
I think, okay, Alyssa has farted on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alyssa's so body does
she's
fart.
A known farter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to stereotype. I think it could be Mike. Mike, I feel like you'd stumble upon Bill Nye and fart.
It's true.
Where would I meet Bill Nye? Where would I get a fart?
The science store.
The science
he has
store?
You there, baby. You go to science stores all the time.
Yeah, I'm on an endless quest for knowledge. He knows me so well. I don't know, man. This sounds like a little shit. You know what I mean? This is a
literally
little shit. Getting into getting into little shit
are
stuff.
Just little microscopic poo-poos.
And that's science. He could have learned that from Bill Nye, this farter.
They're microscopic poo-poos.
Yes.
I think this is, this sounds like an Andrew to me.
You can't just say that this because does. I'm an option and it's likely.
I can.
That's literally the name of the game. That's literally how this
also
game is.
Also remember,
played.
Dalton did not specify this, but we can pick Dalton as well.
You can, you can
Dalton.
Pick me. I will not be participating in the actual game. Like, I'm not going to guess, but I am an option.
Yeah.
Dalton would never fart in front of fame.
No. He
That's
would hide
true. He's
that
too
fart.
Polite.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want to be embarrassed around other people.
It's someone who doesn't mind that it's on a podcast right now as we're talking about it.
Yeah, it's also... Yeah.
So that says Mike to me.
Which, that also says Mike to me.
Yeah.
You're painting me as some sort of shameless farter.
Yeah. Well, here, let's get our answers in.
Okay, right. So, Andrew.
Oh, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Andrew.
Alyssa.
I think I have to also go Andrew, even though this is a very Mike thing to do.
Okay. Okay.
I farted on Bill Nye.
It was Andrew.
Doesn't even wait. He snapped round. Farts.
Wow.
I'm proud of it.
So please explain both the how you met Bill Nye and how you got a fart out of yourself.
I was living in L.A., gassy. All right, just to set the stage, I was real gassy.
So gassy.
Yeah, right.
No, I did some catering on the side, and I was working the Netflix After Emmys party, and this is when Bill Nye's new Netflix show came out, so he was there, and I was, you know, I was eating appetizers, and I was, you know,
chilling.
There were gaseous bubbles within. And they were released, and I thought, how funny would it be? just to say I did it.
So this was on purpose.
This was planned. This is premeditated.
Yeah.
He was at a bar, leaning against the bar, talking to somebody, and I kind of like turned my back to him. Like I was like almost cheek to cheek. And I let one loose.
Wow.
Wow, Andrew, espionage.
This was like biological warfare, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This was a strike.
They never pinned it on me.
This man taught you how a balloon works and stuff. He interrupted your science classes.
And that's how you repay him. Are you proud of that? Wow. Are you proud?
I'm very proud of it.
Wow, man.
I'm weirdly proud of it.
Oh, wow.
No, that's awesome. I'd fart on
Bill.
Okay,
that's cool.
Who have you guys farted on? Tell us at hashtag.
Tell us at hashtag.
Who have I farted on?
Yeah. If you farted on a celebrity, a hashtag.
Dude, one of my cousins farted on Wesley Snipes. No joke.
And that's why he stopped making the Blade movies. So
it's all their fault.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, so keeping with the theme of celebrities, because we have a couple that are on this list. This person mocked Robin Thicke in front of him.
Wow.
Wow.
Is Robin Thicke the Blurred Lines guy?
That is the Blurred Lines
guy. Robin Thicke is the Blurred Lines guy.
Which he should be mocked at, so.
Not exactly his best work. No. I feel like he should be mocked.
He definitely should be mocked.
That's worse than farting on somebody.
Is it?
But honestly, this involves...
I don't know if it's worse. I think it's different.
Okay, it sounds like Robin Thicke walked in on somebody talking smack on him.
Right.
And that's the thing. I was like, who would be brave enough? Because like my instinct is Mike or Dalton. Because I feel like they're just unafraid to speak. You guys are unafraid to speak your mind.
I don't...
Andrew and I are polite society.
I'm polite.
We keep those hushed thoughts.
I'm sorry.
I am very polite. Although
I am also very polite.
Yeah.
Fucking polite.
Dalton's known for being polite.
I'm a ball of fucking sunshine.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, who is it?
It's got to be Mike.
Mike?
I think it's Mike. I just called myself out. No, I think that Andrew... seems like a nice guy, but he loves talking shit. I could see him doing this. He loves gossip. He'd be like, did you know that Robin Thicke is Alan Thicke's son and he's a disappointment or whatever his trash talk about?
About Robin really Thicke. Alan
he's
Thicke's
Alan Thicke's son.
Thicke's,
it is. He's Alan Thicke's son. He's rest Alan in peace, Thicke's Alan son. Thicke.
Lock it in, Mike. Lock it in.
All right, all right, all right, all right. I guess...
It's you.
I guess Andrew again. I guess Andrew again.
You guess Andrew?
I'm going Mike. This just feels like a Mike thing to do.
Does the person who this is actually want to own up to it?
I did it!
It was Alyssa!
Oh, you little trickster.
I'm such a little trickster.
What happened? How did you meet Robin Thicke? Of all people.
And then why did you mock him in front of him?
Define mock.
No, I'm so embarrassed.
Are you? Are you?
Yeah, like, and I don't even think I told Mike about this because I was so embarrassed. I was meeting a hotel because I'm a travel agent. Side note, this is a recent story. And I was meeting with a hotel. They took us to this really, really nice restaurant called Tao in LA. If you're ever in LA, go to Tao. It's very, very nice. But they have a lot of celebrities because they have like a really, really ritzy like rooftop. So anyway, we get sat down. We're ordering all our food, and not two tables away, a bunch of really hot women are sitting down, and we're like, ooh, what's happening? Like, there's all these models. And then Robin Thicke comes and sits with them. And so of course we're all just gossiping. I am like six drinks in at this point. So keep in mind, I am just plastered. And I'm
Swasty
very much,
face
and
Alyssa.
I'm definitely trying to impress people by being like, I'm cool. I can like
I can drink shit. And sit here.
I can talk shit about celebrities.
Exactly. So we're all kind of joking. And then because he just ups and leaves. So we're just kind of making jokes like, oh, my God, is he like going and like buying stuff, you know, in the alley, like da 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 da. And I kind of make some kind of joke about a certain male drug he might be buying. And I turn to the girl next to me to make that joke. And then I look up and who is standing
right
behind him looking in my direction. But Robin Thicke, I immediately hide my face because I was like, why did I even make that joke?
You're turning beet red now. Just
yeah. Wow. I am. Oh, God. I was so embarrassed.
So you claimed. One, I don't think you know how drug transactions work. That Robin Thicke was going into the back to buy over-the-counter Viagra.
Yeah.
He went into like a back alley to get Viagra.
It was a shady back alley deal for Viagra.
It was a mock. No. She was mocking him.
Yeah, it was a joke, and because someone else was joking, like, why would he go? Oh, he's getting some other like drug, and I was like, you know, a drug he probably needs. Like, yeah. It was one of those jokes.
It's a pretty good joke.
All right.
Yeah. Robin Thicke, if you're listening. Yeah. You take Viagra, and what's your dosage?
We want to know.
Let us know.
By the way, all of this is alleged because...
Don't self-incriminate.
That covered us legally. All right. Yeah. On to the next one.
All right. Well, Alyssa gets 3 points because nobody guessed her.
Wow. Yeah. Alyssa.
Doing things
out.
That are very against Alyssa-ish.
I know.
That is very against Alyssa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since we're talking about celebrities, let's just keep it going, okay?
Yeah.
This person... physically ran into Owen Wilson in a toy store.
Oh. Ran into Owen.
First of all, who of us would be in a toy store? Michael?
Mike. Jay. It would be Mike.
Hold on. I think there's an argument for any one of us to go into a toy store.
Oh, my gut tells me Mike, because toy store, physically running into someone. Mike, if you go down an aisle in any store, you're running into people.
It's true. I'm a very broad man.
It's true.
You're a broad man.
I am.
You just can't help being...
I can't.
So big and...
I'm a bull in a china shop.
Bull in an Owen Wilson shop. So what do you...
Oh, wow.
All right, so Andrew thinks it's Mike. Mike, who do you think it is?
Okay, so running into Owen Wilson. Who would run down a toy aisle to get something? Andrew's not a runner.
Correct. also, I'd order online and never go into a toy store.
Exactly. Alyssa using money for something fun is unlikely unless it was for me. She wouldn't buy a toy for herself.
True, I'm a Scrooge McDuck.
It's Dalton.
Alyssa.
In my opinion, I think it's Mike. I think he's fooling all of us. I think you are one to be so full of childlike innocence in a toy store that you would accidentally bump into Owen Wilson just looking about and getting distracted and looking at toys. And so you, boop.
I find joy in toys. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they're called
joy
toys.
In my heart. I'm a joy boy.
Rhymes with joy.
Dalton, mm-hmm. Who's right?
Mike's right. It was me. Yeah,
I'm gasping.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Wait.
We were in New York for the senior showcase, and we were in FAO shorts. And I was walking by and saw Selma Hayek like out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So I was like texting my mom to let her know that I had just saw Selma Hayek in FAO shorts. And as I'm texting her, not paying attention to what I'm doing, I bump into somebody. And like full on, like not just like a shoulder tap, but like body check this person. And I look up and Owen Wilson and I lock eyes. And you can tell he was trying to be like all incognito, not trying to draw attention to himself, because his hat was pulled down. The collar on his coat was pulled up really high. And we just like nodded at one another and then went on our separate ways.
Wow. So he didn't even know that you knew he was Owen.
I think he recognized that I recognized him, but there was just like this understanding between the two of us that we're gonna go our separate ways and not make this bigger than it needed to be.
And then he whispered in your ear, "No one will ever believe you." And then he ran away.
Yeah.
Even if you put it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's how that went down. Here's the next question. This person's childhood dream was to be a majorette in a marching band.
A majorette?
A majorette in a marching band.
Which is a female version of a major.
Yeah, but listen, buddy, it's 2022. Alyssa, you can be whatever you want to be.
But it wasn't back then when this story took place. It's Alyssa Adair.
Or was it our little closeted Dalton?
No. I mean, you tricked me once before in a question.
Dalton's a trickster.
He's a trickster.
He tricked everybody for 23 years.
Did you want to be a majorette?
Answer honestly.
He had to think about it.
Maybe.
It might be him, might be Alyssa.
I don't know.
Might be Mike.
Might be me, might be might Alyssa. Be me. Might be Andrew.
Could
might
be Andrew. Be. I'm going to guess Andrew again. No. I think it's actually, yeah, it's Alyssa. That's something you would want to do because it's like...
marching band. Oh, yeah. I bet you were in marching band, Alyssa, weren't you?
Joke's on you. My private school wasn't big enough for a marching band. Oh,
but that's why it was your dream. You couldn't do it.
If I ever get to a school with more than three people, I'd love to be in a marching band.
I was in jazz band, and I was also in... I forget what we called it, but it was basically marching band because we did play for the basketball team, but we did.
Why does the band have to march?
What did you play in jazz band?
I played piano in jazz band. And then I played clarinet.
I'd love to see teenage Alyssa throwing down with some jazz piano.
I was decent.
That's amazing.
Not to like toot my own horn. I was decent. And then I played clarinet in orchestra.
Well, you can't toot your own horn because you played the piano.
Because I did not play a horn. Oh.
Okay. All right. Who is this? Andrew, your guess.
Oh, Alyssa.
Mike.
Alyssa.
Alyssa.
It's not me. And you could think I'm lying. So I'm going to go Dalton.
Who wants to claim it?
It was me.
Michael. What?
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing.
Twist of the century.
I remember vividly sitting down with my Barney VHS tapes.
Yes.
And watching... the marching band.
I know exactly the
one. You know what I'm talking about.
I was obsessed with Barney.
It was mesmerizing. Barney, the band. But what got me the most was the person in front with the stick. That's what a majorette is. They like twirl a stick. They have nothing. They're not playing an instrument. They're stick twirling. Mm-hmm. You're not part of a band. There's no reason for you to be there except you're twirling a fucking stick. But I was
pretty.
Like, that guy?
How are you helping the band? In what way are you helping
that guy's
the
team a star. So I wanted to be a majorette. That was the first thing that I wanted to be. It's a majorette in the marching band.
Just be a major.
No.
No.
No, I was a drum major, and we did not twirl things.
Dalton, you were in band?
It's fun.
Yeah, I was in band. I played the saxophone for 8 years.
Nice.
And I was a drum major for 3 of those years.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so.
I did not expect that to be Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
What a twist. Hey, Is the M in Mike short for M. Night Shyamalan?
Well,
huh?
I feel betrayed.
I don't like that. Boo.
All
right. Boo. Okay. All right. Here we go. This person's aunt shot her first husband when she walked in on him with another woman.
Wow. Okay. But here's the thing. Because we've all been friends.
Juicy.
We're all friends and we've been friends for years. When you said that, it scratched a little piece of my brain. Like, I feel like I've heard this story.
Yeah.
Way back
me
when.
Too.
But the
I feel
problem
like I've
is,
heard all of these stories.
Huh.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't remember who.
Yeah.
But I was like, somewhere, someone told me this story.
Okay. Who has a dangerous aunt?
I could see Dalton with a dangerous aunt.
Who has an aunt in prison?
I imagine Dalton's family doesn't handle their tempers well for some reason. So I think if we're going to...
J'accuse you, sir.
J'accuse you and j'accuse back. No, Dalton's a very calm, nice person, and he loves us all, and he shows us all the time. I think, but for some reason, this is screaming Dalton.
All right, here we go. Answers. Andrew, who do you think it is?
I'm going to say Dalton.
Mike, who do you think it is?
I'm going to say Dalton. It just makes sense.
I really am feeling Dalton. I'm sorry,
Alyssa,
Dalton.
Who do you think it is?
Yeah, Dalton.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to claim it?
It was me.
Ah.
Okay.
It was Mikey.
I should have known.
So here's the thing. My family is violent. To give my aunt credit, though, she's not in prison. She never was. She is recently passed away. Rest her beautiful soul, Aunt Brenda Adair.
Oh no.
Well, that was a few years ago.
That aunt?
Yeah. you know, she was in a bad relationship with the guy who actually was part of the Five Families. Like, he was a mafia guy in New York, moved to Mid-Missouri, and they opened up a truck stop. Or
this is the plot of Ozark.
This is 100%.
This is, I told you, some wacky shit happens in my real life.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they, you know, were married very young. He was kind of abusive to her. One day, he caught her, him in bed with another woman, and happened to have a .22 pistol in her purse, unloaded into both of them. I think they both survived. I didn't remember a lot of the details after that. She didn't really talk about the aftermath of this situation, but I imagine if she got off, it was because, you know, crime of passion.
Okay, here we go. This person's cousin flipped them out of a wagon when they were six, and they still hold a grudge.
Ooh, who holds grudges, Dalton?
I don't hold grudges.
You absolutely hold grudges.
Name seven grudges that I hold.
Name seven.
I would say everybody in this group holds grudges. I would say I'm the one who doesn't. And I'm not just saying that. I think, like, I'm pretty quick to forgive.
True, but you're... But as we just learned, your family be crazy. So I was like, your family.
I've had to learn how to forgive some shit. Yeah.
Flip you out of a thing.
Right. That's true. My family would also flip me out of a thing, for sure.
A thing. A wagon. Wait,
is that what the prompt was? Flip me out of a thing?
No, it was a wagon.
This person, yeah, this person's cousin flipped them out of a wagon when they were six.
Cousin.
And they
wagon.
Still hold a grudge.
Grudge. I got to go Dalton.
Yeah.
I got to go Dalton.
What is it about grudges that make you think it's me?
You have cousins and you have wagons.
Yeah, it's the wagon that does it for me.
Yeah, wagon's too rural. It doesn't read as Andrew. He didn't own a wagon.
Mm. No, and I was never six. I lived in the city. Right to seven.
I skipped over that. I vote Dalton.
Mike,
I vote Alyssa.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. This is an Alyssa thing. I actually think, yeah, it's either Alyssa or Andrew, but I'll settle on Alyssa.
I'll admit, grudges, me. But wagons?
You would remember something like that.
Wagons.
Yeah, because this is like somebody who has never had anything happen to them. Like, can you believe at 6 years old, I was flipped out of a wagon by my cousin?
Wow, I'm
that's a person
offended.
Who's never been beaten up. That's why they remember it.
I've literally told you a story about how a kid took a rock to my head when I was like six.
Oh, no, blah, blah.
All right. We've all voted?
We've all voted.
All of us are Dalton? Wants...
No, Mike said you.
Oh, it's true.
It was me. It was me, everybody.
Oh, I knew you had a cousin.
Oh, we knew it.
You had a regular detective over
here.
Is this Hercule Poirot?
That's exactly what it is. To all of our listeners out there, I hold grudges like it's my fucking job.
Yeah. That's how I knew it was Dalton.
Never cross Dalton, anybody, okay? No. He'll remember you.
I will never forget, ever. So it was one of those, it wasn't a red, I think it was a Red Rider. And she was...
Comes for money.
Fancy wagon.
We
here.
Used a shopping cart from the local grocery store.
And she was, I don't know, like 16, 17 maybe. And she put me in the back of the wagon. And like before I was like really like settled in the seat that she had put there for me, yanks on the handle and I flip out of the back head first. I know, right? And to this day, I still remind her every time that I see her, hey, remember that one time you fucking flipped me out of the back of a wagon?
I feel like you gotta let that go.
This is a high level of pettiness. This is a man who didn't grow up with brothers until much later.
I did grow up with a brother.
Me and my cousin were given guns and throwing knives and acres of land to get lost in at a very young age. That's what our version of playing was. We were neglected. Okay, next one.
This person had a child they were babysitting call the cops on them.
Oh, this doesn't sound good. This has implications. I'm going to guess Andrew because of that.
I was always too young to babysit, so definitely not me.
I was always too young.
You just said that you were never six.
I was never six, but I was the youngest.
Even now, Andrew is still too young to babysit somehow. He was always too young.
I don't know, Mike. You had a lot of siblings and cousins. Like, I feel like
they know not to touch
lot.
The fucking phone when I'm in charge. They wouldn't call the police on me.
No, I could see you being like a dick to those kids, and they would all just rally against you and like, I'm gonna call cops. No, you're not. You leave the room. Next thing you know, cops are
really not. Think I'm a. What? You think I'm a mean babysitter?
I think no. I think yes. If you were a why stressed am I, why, with a bunch of younger what? Children and you're 18, yes.
I was
a grumpy little dictator.
A no. grumpy little dictator.
I was tasked to, like, babysit from, like, 7 up. So, like, I got used to kids very early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd give the kids no reason to call the cops.
None whatsoever. Yeah.
I would
above,
give the,
above suspicion.
I can honestly say I would give a child no reason to call the cops on me.
Nah, I vote Mike.
I vote Mike, yep.
All right, so Andrew is Mike, Alyssa is Mike. Mike, who you saying?
Alyssa.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to say Alyssa. Not because... No, this isn't a question of did this person deserve to have the cops call on them? This is a question of did this person babysit somebody who was a little shit? And I know you spent a period of your life really babysitting. And so because you were a babysitter, you.
Wow, so just on that. Okay.
Okay, who wants to claim it?
It was me.
I knew it!
But the kind of funny part of this story was that he got very pissed at me. It was my neighbors. And I was babysitting him and his younger brother. And at one point, he just got very mad at me because I was just telling him, you know, you got to go to the bath and take a bath and go to bed. Like, that's right. All it was. And then he ran to his bedroom and yelled at me. And he went, I'm going to call 911 on you.
And you were like, Jeffrey Wayne Bundy, you get in that bath right now.
But needless to say, he finally figured out the right numbers, which is 911 instead of 991.
He got there eventually.
Ridiculous. But that's the part that sticks in my brain about him yelling and threatening me first and going, I'm going to call 991 on you.
You're like, go ahead, you little shit.
Yeah, and I was like, I'd like to see you try. Go for it.
He's dumb,
and he did.
And he did, though. He somehow got the phone and figured it out eventually.
I love it. Okay. Here we go. Last one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
This person was fired from a job for theft.
Ooh. Juicy.
Spicy.
Yeah. So juicy. Well, I know Mike's a little 5-finger discount kind of person.
But I'm good at stealing. I've never been caught. I've never.
You have admitted it on the air just now.
Call the cops. Call 911.
Call 911.
Call 911. This is a pretty simple one. Like, it's a pretty standard thing. I feel like this could apply to multiple people.
Yeah. Also, I mean, let's be real. Like, sometimes things you can get falsely accused, or maybe it was accidental. Like, it could open up to more things.
Right. It just says got fired for theft. It doesn't say I stole and got fired.
Exactly.
No, you have to, if you're accusing somebody of theft, you have to have evidence. You have to have evidence.
You should. Not always that people do.
No, I don't buy it. This person stole. And also, I think I remember this story. So, I think it's Andrew. I think I remember hearing this story.
You think
before.
You remember hearing a story from me? Okay.
Yeah, I think I...
I'm leaning toward Andrew as well, to be honest. I just feel like Mike would have told me this story. But then again, he did not tell me his previous ones. So.
Here's my counter. And here's why you should change your vote, both of you.
Okay.
Ready?
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me. Yeah.
Yeah,
you called.
I figured it out.
You got me. I don't know. I have no counter. I'm going to vote. Neither of you want to change your vote.
No.
Okay, then it's me. Then nothing I say will change the outcome. It was me. I got fired for theft, dude.
You just admitted
it.
What'd you steal?
Okay, so I was a stupid kid. First job ever. I'm not going to say the name of the store. And one of my friends came in, was going to buy a GPS, and I wanted to get him a sick deal.
The sick deal was free.
Was free.
So I
don't remember the particulars of how it happened, but basically the GPS did not ring up at all. So there was no discount given at all. He just didn't pay for it, but he decided to leave the store. The alarms didn't go off, but my manager just happened to be like doing like one of those shadowings where they just like watch an employee and rate them on things.
Oh, shit.
And she happened to watch that. Printed the receipt, and I was like, I was so fucking nervous and mortified. I was just like, I wanted to say, hey, don't leave. You didn't pay for that thing I was going to let you get for half price.
Ah.
You know. he returned the GPS, and then I got fired, and that was that.
Oh, wow.
It was a good time.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you were a teenager.
Yeah.
So, and you didn't know any better.
Trying to be nice.
That gives you a pass for just about anything.
No, it was stupid.
It was
Was your dad disappointed? Did you have to tell your pop-pop?
Oh, yeah. I got to tell the parents.
Yeah. How did Russ feel about that?
They were disappointed, I'm sure.
I would have lied. I would have gone home with something like, yeah, so I guess my job just went seasonal. And so that was the end. They don't need anybody else at Macy's.
I'm done now. Okay, so at the end of this very long-winded game, here are the final scores. And I'm pretty sure I kept up with this pretty well. Andrew, 4. Alyssa, 8. Michael, 11.
Yes! Soak it in! You all failed.
Boo.
From earlier.
Boo, Mike, boo.
So, Mike, you get to choose a random item from the DM's bag of holding. And the way that's going to work is I'm going to need you to roll a D100. Ooh. And depending on what you get will depend on the magic item of uncommon rarity that you will receive.
Are you ready for this, Dalton?
I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Guys, do you feel bad that you failed?
I feel like I did a good job.
You should feel bad that you failed. 9, Dalton.
0, 0. So 9.
You have a 9?
I have a 9.
All right. So you are receiving the Boots of Elven Kind.
Hell yeah.
Those will appear at some point within the next 1 or 2 episodes.
Helps with your stealth and shit.
So you'll find those in either this episode or the next episode that you can use for the rest of your adventure.
You have to split them
Thank
with
you,
us.
Thank you, Papa Dalton.
No. You're welcome. Congratulations.
You get one boot.
We each get 67% of a boot.
Alyssa gets a lace.
Mm-hmm.
Last time on Dungeon Radio Hour.
You made her so souped up, Andrew.
And she reaches down and grabs you by the throat.
Shit, I'm down again, guys.
And it goes through her chest and explodes out the backside.
But Alyssa, you're okay.
Thank you
for
saving Santa and Mrs. Claus. So you are picked up and teleported instantly to the front gate of the Castle Vander Estate. You hear a small explosion. You see that the entire thing is up in flames. So, after successfully finding the location of Santa and Mrs. Claus and dealing with the threat to Christmas itself, he was able to transport you back to the city of Waterdeep, and in a swirl of magic and snow and the sound of jingle bells, you were transported from the North Pole and dropped right down in front of the Castle Vander Estate. However, there is something distinctly different about the estate, where once was a pristine building of wealth and stature, is now actively on fire.
What?
And you can hear
what
the shouting and the screams, and there are the guards of Waterdeep, the City Watch, everywhere. And as you look at the scene in front of you, you just see these urchin children running around with these swords, attacking the Castle Vander guards. The City of Waterdeep guards are trying to...
Wait. Are these the kids that we let go?
These are the children that you let go.
Vengeance!
From the dungeon.
Vindication!
Dude. We unleashed children on this house and they burned it down?
You have essentially started an uprising.
Is this
while
good?
You were gone.
I think it's good.
I think they're doing
Holy
okay.
Shit. These kids are like covered in blood. Look at that kid. He's got a Capri Sun. He's got a dude's head on a spike.
I think we're good here, right? We should head back to town.
This seems like it's going to correct itself.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. The whole point of doing all this, we need money. We were supposed to make gobs and gobs of money from that
job.
Oh,
do you think we should take the money before it all burns to the ground? Is that your suggestion?
I think I hear screaming. I'm winking right now with both my eyes. That's blinking, I guess.
So
I'm
too bad at winking, but I kind of get what they're doing.
Maybe we should go save the voices we hear, and maybe we'll find a vault that's opened up.
Wait. Do you have information that we don't? There's a vault?
I am shrugging a lot and blinking still, and maybe there's money inside.
The thing that's happening in front of us is what I like to call comeuppance. And fire bad and scary. And I don't know if I want to get in that. Although I will admit this is the perfect distraction to steal money. If we were the steal money kind of people.
If my house was on fire, I'd be thinking about my money, but... You know, I'd also be thinking about not dying from the orphans who have swords.
Yeah.
So.
Who you treated badly.
Yeah.
And deserved.
Right. As you guys are having this conversation in front of the gates, the Castle Vander estate, an orphan running by, covered in blood, wielding a scimitar that you immediately recognize as Penny, runs in front of you.
Penny.
Penny, remind us what your voice sounds like. Come over here. Talk to us, bud.
Hello.
Oh, that's right.
Penny. Hey. Oh. Holy shit.
Oh, we started an uprising.
You started an uprising. That's awesome. Congratulations. You guys are doing great at the uprising, by the
way. Thank you.
I love you. I love what you've done with the uprising. This place is burning down. That's crazy.
We knew that you could do it, Penny.
That's our plan, yes. Wow. We had a lot of time in our cells. To formulate this plan, we just needed someone to set us free.
And your plan was burn. I like it.
Penny, how long ago did we free you?
Oh, it was, it's been about a week now, I would say.
A week? Guys, we were gone for a week at the North Pole.
We really do apologize, Penny. Magic. We had to go to the North Pole. We were magicked away. You know, it was a whole thing. We had to kind of solve Christmas being destroyed.
What is Christmas? As a poor orphan, I don't know what that is.
Listen to the last three episodes and catch up. For now,
Dungeon
Penny.
Brain, wherever you can get your podcast, Penny. It's very listenable. Binge it. We'll explain it later, Penny. I think we got bigger fish to fry. We want to help with the uprising. What places have been burned so far in this... estate
as the whole thing crumbles down around us.
Like as you're asking this question, you hear like this crash as the roof of the estate just kind of like collapses in on itself, and Penny turns around and goes,
I'm pretty sure we have it handled. Thank you, though.
There's a sign that says money room, and it's all on fire.
There's just a Scrooge McDuck pool that's just
about
burning.
About this time. There is a Waterdeep guard that comes over. Hey, you kid! Give me that sword!
Sorry, gotta go!
And then Penny takes off back toward the burning estate.
Oh, Penny's gonna give him that sword. You know what I mean?
Okay, Alyssa. Yeah. Wow.
Violence.
Oh, we're just gonna murder him.
Oh, nice. No. That was a Waterdeep guard, though, right? Not a palace guard. So I think that's just a civil servant that he was passing. Maybe we don't wish death upon civil servants.
But if he's protecting this house, then he's on the Castle Vander Dyme. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, good point, Alyssa. Yeah, we don't.
Crooked
we don't
cop.
Are
the
these town guards or Castle Vander guards?
They are town guards, and you can see that the town guards are trying to find some sort of peace here.
Town guard, hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Archibald. I had to think for a second.
Yeah, I have to think about my name too sometimes. I was just gonna ask Archibald. The Castle Vanders here, who were actually on the way to collect a debt that they owed us. It's burning to the ground, as you've probably noticed.
I can see that.
So what do we do here? Is there like a legal system? Do you have like a card to a local judge? We just want to collect our money from them. So maybe we Archibald, you know, save us the paperwork. If you just like look the other way, maybe we can go and grab what we need, and maybe we have an extra little bit for Archibald.
There are several things wrong with the plan that you have laid out before me. The first of which is that the Castle Vanders were involved in some pretty pretty nasty things when it comes to how they make their money in the mines and the labor that they use. So all of their assets have been seized. Mm-hmm. And any payments that you are owed by them will have to go through the town master. Unfortunately, he's not here.
All right.
Well, where all is right. he, Archibald? That's not. We have a series of other questions. Where's the town master?
Well, he would be in the town master's estate.
So he's not here in the burning rubble. We know that. So he's in the
correct.
Town
he is not here in the burning rubble.
I think, officer. I think. Can you just let us poke around? We'll be careful. It's on fire. We know.
This is an active scene. I can't let the normal public in here.
You don't want to save the children that are inside the burning fortress? I would like to.
I am trying to save the children, and you are citizens preventing
arrest.
Me.
No, citizen's arrest. I'm going to say citizen's arrest until you let me in the property to save
these
children.
I don't know what that means. We don't have that here.
Archibald, one last thing, and I do apologize for taking up your time. I know that you're trying to impotently stop these orphans from burning this thing.
I am, and I'm really trying to hold on to this voice, and I'm starting to lose it. So if you could get your questions
all right,
in.
Well, here, I'll go ahead and help you out with that. Here's the thing. Check out my fingies. You are now under my spell. You are being charmed. I'm actively charming you. I'm telling you what I'm doing, but you're still gonna walk away for a little bit while we sort through the rubble and collect our payment. And I twinkle my fingies at him, and magic.
As you are twinkling your fingies, I would kindly ask you to remove your fingers from my line of sight. Thank you.
He doesn't want to see your fingies, Mike. Put them behind.
No. He doesn't like them.
Hey, my fingies have every right to be here, and they're twinkling.
And, I think they're and if you'll excuse me, I have some children to deal with.
I think we got to call this a wash. This is a lost cause. No. I'm proud of these kids standing up for themselves, but I think we're going to have to find money elsewhere.
Hey guys, we need money. I just want some things to go our way. I usually don't get this whiny, but I need money.
We gotta get the money. I'm sick of these games. I'm sick of these creatures and the magic. I just want to go back to real internet life.
I know. Where are we going to find money so we can find Dalton and go home?
That is our mission.
Dalton.
As Alyssa, as you say that line again, where are we going to find money?
Where are we going to find money?
Mike, your pocket.
What? Guys, I finished a degree in acting.
She did. We've got a few.
I have a degree. I have a piece of paper that says my acting, A-okay.
Yeah.
It says that.
She's put a substantial amount of alcohol in her body. Just so the audience is aware.
Oh, we are accomplishing nothing. Okay.
I love it, though. I love it.
As you say, where are we going to find money? Mike, your pocket begins to get warm and vibrate.
Oh.
And you reach your hand in and you pull out that all too familiar sending stone given to you by none other than Jeff the Wizard.
No.
Here, wait, let me do the ringtone real quick. Let me do the ringtone.
Oh.
Answer the phone, man. Answer the phone. It's Jeff.
Oh, when did Jeff get our phone to personalize this?
Guys.
I know you're looking at the screen.
No, I'm not, Jeff. All right, I swipe up. All right, fine. Yeah, what Jeff, what is it?
Hey, guys.
Hi,
long
Jeff.
Time no talk. I've been trying to call you for like the past week.
We've missed you, Jeff.
No, we haven't, Jeff.
Oh my god, I missed you guys so much. What have you been up to?
We like fought Santa and shit.
We did not fight Santa. Alyssa.
Whoa, you fought Santa? I don't know who that is. That sounds crazy, though.
She's not handling portal magic very well. We didn't fight Santa, Jeff. Jeff, what do you want? Why did you call me? You know I like to have a thing to be called about.
Listen, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for the past week.
Right.
I had a really, really important question to ask you guys.
I feel like it's not important. Go ahead. You're ramping up. What is it?
We're busy next Friday, but thank you.
I was gonna ask if you wanted to go camping next Friday. Okay.
Oh, Jeff.
But how are you guys doing otherwise?
Well, we're doing bad, Jeff. We're we're paupers. We have no money to our name. We've been defrauded once again.
Jeff, what the fuck do you want?
All right. Listen, guys. Are you free the Friday Squawk! After next?
I wish I had my hands.
Squawk! Oh, ignore him, Jeff. That's just our parrot.
Okay.
Wait, is that old parody?
It's not his name, Jeff. His name is Arnold, and I feel like you know that. Yeah. Listen, I can't deal with both of you at once.
No. But is that the parrot we gave you guys?
Squawk!
He's still alive?
The parrot that we kind of took from your shop? Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hang on a second, guys. Just gotta put you down a second. Gotta fumble for... Oh, damn. Where's my...
Your Foley work is great, Jeff.
Let's see. I'm just looking for my...
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, hang on. Let me... Hey, Ananora!
Fuck me.
Ananora! Jeffrey!
Oh, if this doesn't lead up to something.
Mike, be polite.
Jeffrey! I told you not to disturb me during my bath.
Where you shouldn't be bathing in the store? The health guy told you that like 2 weeks ago. Where's that letter from the bird cage? Oh, guys, I'm sorry. My Aunt Nora's taking a bath in the middle of the store.
No, that makes sense. Your store doesn't seem
this
to do well.
This is absolutely insane.
I mean, if that's where the bath is, I get it.
Squawk!
Check the
boudoir.
I was just checking the boudoir and I found it. Guys, mm-hmm. Check this out. I forgot. There was a letter in the bottom of the bedding of the birdcage. You guys want to hear it?
Yes, sure. Jeff. That was pertinent information.
You hear it? It sounds like this. I'm going to send you an image.
Jeff.
I'm going to send you an SMS text
Jeff.
Message.
A+ Foley work, Jeff. Yes.
Jeff, mm-hmm. I know you're taking the prop comedy class. I am excited. I like you texting me about it.
Oh.
No, I don't. Jeff, I don't.
You guys want to wait? Wait, you're willing to text now?
No,
you always
Jeff.
Said you didn't have text.
We don't. We don't, Jeff.
We just don't have the money for it. You know what I mean?
We're paupers.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry. I'm just going to send you... I'll send you a Walter code, okay? I'm just gonna buzz your phone, a quick code. You take that to the Walter. Ananora! Where's your photo taker extravagant?
It's behind the desk at the front of the store.
No, we call that a fax.
Jeffrey, who are you talking to?
Mind your own.
Are those your compatriots? Jeffrey!
All right, should be coming at you guys. You should get a code any minute.
Thank you, Jeff. We're going to go karaokeing next week. You should come.
No, Jeff, we're not. We don't.
Karaoke? Oh, yeah. Put me in your...
Damn it, Melissa.
Mike, we need to be hanging out with more people.
No, we don't. We don't need to hang out with Jeff. There are other options in this world. Okay, Jeff, listen, bud. We should get together at some point. Let's not make firm plans because I understand we're all busy.
Dude, don't ask him to hang out.
You guys want to hang out? Yeah, we are busy, but we can make time. Agreed.
We should make time. Let's talk about it later.
Karaoke boys head in next Friday at 7 o'clock.
We do not have those plans, Jeff. Don't write that down in your calendar. God damn it, Alyssa.
In my calendar, etched in stone.
No.
I wish I had my head. Squawk!
All right. I got to go. We're getting a customer, but check that Walter code and then read the letter. I'm coming, you stupid...
All right. Okay. Putting the sending stone back.
Wow, that guy is... Can you block his number?
You know, I'm going to look into that. I don't know how this thing works, and I think it just goes just to him.
It's a regular rock.
I mean, as far as I know, this is a phone only to Jeff.
I mean, didn't he give it to us? It probably does only go to him.
I guess.
Oh, God. Do you think he can hear us right now? I feel like he's always listening.
This isn't a cell phone. This is a walkie-talkie.
I'm going to try once again to destroy this thing or just throw it away into an ocean somewhere because I don't like what it does.
What's the code that he sent you? What do we
Okay,
well,
okay it's 80085.
Boobs.
Oh, God damn it, it's boobs. Now that is pretty good.
No, wait, he said we had to bring it to Walter.
We have to bring
Dalton,
it to Walter.
Where's the nearest Walter?
Okay, so you are in the C ward, which is the ritzier part of town. So there's a Walter pretty much on every corner. It's like a Starbucks.
Oh, nice.
So you could go 50 feet in any direction from the front of the Castlevania estate, and you would be able to find a Walter.
I walk up to the nearest Walter, and I'm like, I would like... a non-fat decaf latte with sugar-free vanilla, and also boobs.
The code is boobs. Boobs, please.
Boobs code.
So you walk up to Walter, which once again is the crystal clear gem standing atop of a stone pillar. And as you walk up to Walter, this ethereal blue elven woman blinks into view.
Greetings. My name is Walter. How may I assist you?
Oh, iced latte, please.
My wife needs to sober up and boots, please.
What's crazy is I think is that Walter. Walter's making your drink, Alyssa. That's crazy.
Oh my god!
Look at the bottom there. It's like mixing a little thing.
It's like a little automated machine.
100% in the stone pillar is basically a Keurig, and it's making making Alyssa's coffee.
I take a sip and I'm like, this feels full fat, but that's okay. But also, we were given a code to give you, Walter. It's boobs 80085.
Yes. One moment, please. Searching code 80085.
I'd really like it if you called it boobs, Walter.
Boobs.
Oh, the robot.
He said it.
Mike, high five, bro. High five, ready? All
right,
ready?
I'll give you one. Boobs. That's pretty good. Oh.
Continue.
It's a small thing.
Here is the message for code 80085, or as you say, boobs.
Thank you.
Did it again.
If you are reading this, then I am afraid it's too late. In her search for answers, I fear my wife may have found something too powerful to control. I will do what I can to save my family, but I fear for my safety as well as theirs. If unsuccessful, I pray whoever finds this note follows the map below and frees my family from its clutches.
If my coffee wasn't already cold, it would have gone cold. That gave me chills.
As she finishes that last line and says, freeze my family from its clutches, Arnold goes, squawk! I miss my kids! Squawk! Squawk! And like,
Arnold
goes crazy.
Yeah, I take Arnold off my shoulder and I pet him. All right, buddy. Calm down.
Was this you? Arnold.
Squawk! Squawk!
Guys, we have to help Arnold's family.
You did kind of promise him.
Arnold,
I want to do this.
Arnold, can you show us the way?
Yes, we should.
Arnold, wait, but before we do, Arnold, of course we're going to help regardless. But nod your head up and down if this will lead to any monetary gain for us.
Very much like a dog does when you are talking to them. He just kind of cocks his head to the side. Squawk!
Okay, sounds like...
Birds don't have money, Michael. You'd know that if you spoke bird.
No, he kind of moved his head, though. Maybe he's just like, there's a little bit of money?
I've been telling you to take Duolingo Bird for a long time.
I just can't commit, you know? Like, I know it's like just whenever you have the time, but it just doesn't seem to work for me.
Arnold, show us the way. We want to help you.
Yeah, buddy, how do we...
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but there is a map attached to the message.
Oh. Arnold, you sound just like Walter. That's crazy. Say boobs again, Arnold.
Would you like me to print the map?
Yeah, go ahead and print the map.
Yeah, that should have been part of the whole message, Walter. Next time, can you just give us all of it?
Why was there such a long pause as well? Like, there was just long enough of a pause for us to finish talking. Okay, go ahead. Print the map.
It's AI.
Thank
you.
It's still learning.
Walter prints the map, and there is a piece of parchment that kind of, like, shoots out from the stone pillar. And on the map, you can see that there is a path that has been drawn that follows and leads you out of the city of Waterdeep to a nearby forest called Ardeep.
It's like a little pirate, like, we are deep.
Ardeep.
Ardeep. Mm-hmm. There be riches in Ardeep.
Arnold, is this where you want us to go?
Squawk! I miss my kids!
And he flaps his little bird parrot wings.
Arnold, I have a request. You know how you can just squawk? You don't have to say the whole, I miss my kids, I want my hands, never trust a witch. You can just squawk. We can say one squawk is yes, two squawks no. You don't need to be answering questions. You are a bird. So can we, just a little request for the headache.
It's true.
Squawk!
Oh, that was a yes. I think he understood.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, we're going to get your hands back. Put that bird in. Everybody, hands and feathers in.
All right, I'll
feathers
do
in.
And Arnold puts a wing in.
Yes. All right, Arnold, what are we saying on three? You decide, buddy. Squawk! Never trust a witch!
Never trust witch.
Right. Here we go. Right. One, two, three.
Squawk! Never trust a witch! Close
enough. My parrot isn't so good.
Let's follow this map.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Next week on the Great Goblin Bake Off, it's the semi-finals.
For your next challenge, the judges would like you to bake an old favourite, human du fromage.
My mom used to make this when I was a kid.
On your marks, get set, bake.
Your flavour's absolutely fascinating. Decoration is top-notch.
But it is a bit underbaked. It's a shame, really.
Kill me.
And this time, the judges are throwing out the whole recipe book.
I've got the terrible job of eliminating someone today. And this person will be used as the ingredient for next week's finale.
The Great Goblin Bake Off, only on NBC.
NBC, a magical broadcast corporation.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
You guys travel from the Sea Ward of Waterdeep and you leave the city out of the gates and travel into the wilderness that surrounds this city, essentially. And you come up on this beautiful, lush, deciduous forest. And as you get closer, Arnold unperches himself from your shoulder, Andrew, and flies right up to the edge of the forest. And the part of the forest that he flies up to, you can see there's this like post and rail wooden fence that runs along the edge. But the section that he has ran up to specifically is old and rotted and starting to fall apart. And as he gets to it, he perches down onto the fence itself and just looks back at the three of you.
A fun fact about me, guys, I'm actually allergic to deciduous trees.
Really?
Are you really?
All right. I put my shirt over my mouth.
Stop licking trees, Alyssa.
Well, I mean, that's a little much, but okay, let's just walk through the forest carefully because of allergens, and also something might attack us in here. I have that kind of vibe, right?
Yeah.
It seems dangerous. Dalton,
what are the vibes here?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so as Arnold like perches and looks back at all of you, you walk up to where this section of the fence has rotted and is starting to fall apart. And you just get this very eerie feeling. And as you look around, you do notice that there is a sign that you almost missed because, like the rest of the wood, it's starting to rot and it has fallen down onto the ground. And it just says, danger ahead.
Jeez. Oh, no. And do you remember that message that was on the note of saying that his wife found some weird power? Like, I'm a little nervous going into this, guys.
Yeah. Like she can make danger signs like with her mind.
Exactly.
I'm scared. Danger signs with her mind. That's exactly what's happening.
It says danger. What kind of danger? Arnold, can you fly ahead and like maybe
check.
Communicate in bird what the danger is specifically?
Squawk!
And with that, he flies off into the forest. And as he flies off into the forest, you watch him disappear into the trees. And as you just watch him disappear into the trees, all of you get just a very heavy feeling.
Dalton.
Yes.
I have a cantrip of message.
Okay.
In this ominous silent forest as Arnold goes off ahead, I find myself wishing to hear back from Arnold. I'm starting to feel very anxious to get an answer from him. And so I involuntarily cast message out to Arnold of like, what did you find?
You whisper out to Arnold and it's so hushed that the boys almost can't even hear you say it. And you say, you know, what did you find? And he gives three squawks back to you, each one more panicked than the first.
I don't know how to explain this, but I can hear it in my head. Arnold found something. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go towards the something?
Towards where Arnold flew.
But it sounded bad, the thing that he found?
Yes.
Okay.
It does say danger that way.
Let's go the other way then.
We have to help him. He has helped us so many times.
But danger means bad, Alyssa.
I think Arnold would just want us to survive.
I go running.
Okay, fine. I run after you.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
God.
Yeah, I run too. Oh, okay. God, I hate running.
So you guys continue to make your way into the forest. You run after Arnold, running after Alyssa. And by the time you catch up with her, you notice that the trees are becoming more and more sparse. There's less light breaking through the canopies. And the trees that are around have become coated with this light and heavy moss. And there's dark, shallow water beginning to weave through the area. It's not terrain that you would have expected inside the middle of this forest.
Hmm.
So it's kind of swampy?
It's very swampy. It's almost like a bog. And as you continue across, more and more of the trees become covered in moss and slime. The leaves that are on them are dead. The bark is blackened, but they almost seem to be alive. Like, you get the sense that you're not alone here. The ground of this area is soft and moist, and it squishes underneath your feet, and it leaves this distinct boot print as you make your way across the terrain. Strange, dark salamanders crawl along the trees. Deformed toads sit in the water, and their eyes seem to watch you as you continue to make your way through. And this rancid smell is in the air of rot and of mold.
Oh, guys.
I instinctively pull out meat. Some daggers.
I don't love swamps. I'll admit it. I don't like the... Would this be characterized as a swamp? A swamp and a bog are basically the same thing.
Pretty
right?
much.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Be careful. We're in a swamp, dude. There could be a swamp
right
behind
you. Think I'm going to offend the swamp?
Yeah, I don't want you to.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to offend anybody, okay?
I think what we need in this situation might be another ally. Right?
Another ally?
Carry us through this swamp. Hmm? It's a dangerous territory. We're not familiar with it, are we? I don't think so.
I look around. No, I'm not. I don't know where I am.
I've never been to this swamp before.
But
I do turn towards one of those strange dark salamanders, and I try to speak its language to it.
What's that sound like, Mike?
Oh, I'm going to figure it out. I cast speak with animals.
All right, Mike, what happens as you cast speak with animals?
All right, here's what happens. I, of course, needing to get on the animal's level, get on all fours, and lower my head. Like this, like I'm a salamander, and I flick my tongue in and out.
Tongue action.
And I look to the salamander, and I'm like, I'm finding the language. Hey, dude, what the fuck's going on here?
Why? It's New York.
Hey, buddy. Hey, bud.
The salamander kind of cocks his head to you. Hey, you talking to me?
Hey, what's up, dude? All right, yeah, I'm talking to you, bud. I'm trying to say, because I've never been around this particular swamp before. And, you know, it's scary, it's dark, it's gross, it's wet. So what I'm thinking is, I could potentially reward you. You see, there could be I scratch your back, you scratch mine sort of situation. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? How you feeling about that, pal?
You a cop? You legally have to tell me if you are.
No, he's right about that. No, he's right to ask. I get that all the time, dude. I get that all the time. People are in my neighborhood. They think I'm a cop, too. Nah, dude. Nah, I'm not a cop. I'm not a snitch. Nothing. No, you come with me, you're safe. Okay? It's cool. I know how to keep a secret, if you know what I mean.
Oh, secrets. You know Tony?
Tony Secrets.
I know.
His name Tony Secrets.
Well,
you got secrets. You got Tony.
You know, does Tony live around here?
Yeah, he Lives in the forest on the other side of the stream.
I see. No, you know, I'm not familiar with the area, like I said before. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Tony. I know, it's you wouldn't guess it, but I know several Tonys. But I don't know the Tony that you're talking about, friend.
Listen, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, no. He's just doing a lot of tongue noises. And the salamander's doing a lot of tongue noises back.
Guys, this is going great. I don't know if you... Can you guys understand what's happening?
Nothing.
It's going great. I'm going back in. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, bud. So what do you say, man? Listen, not for nothing. I think I'm going to come into an ass load of loot here at the end of this little thing that I got going on. Don't tell the cops about it. But, you know, if I get... You stick with me, you're getting part of it. All right, what do you think? Blah, 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 blah.
I think I'm a salamander.
Yeah, dude.
So what do I need gold for?
I'm not talking about gold, bro. You're not thinking bigger picture here, friend. You don't maybe like gold, but maybe you like small frog or fly or moss or other thing. Right? I can buy that with the gold that I'm gonna get. I'll take care of you, okay?
Just you don't think I think big picture? I'm a salamander. Everything is big picture. You are insulting me and you are insulting my family.
Listen, man. Hey, no. I didn't mean to insult you. I'm sorry, friend. I'm just saying I wanted to offer you the invite to come with us. We might need some help. We're strangers in a strange land. Maybe I could help you in some way. Is there anything that I can do for you in return?
Maybe there is something you can do for me.
What's that?
My girl Maria, she kicked me out. And all I want to do is provide for her and the tadpoles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. I got a couple of tadpoles back on myself. All right, yeah, no, for sure. So you want us to make up with... You want us to make amends with your girl Maria, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. What's your name, pal?
My name is also Tony. Everyone here is Tony.
every salamander.
So just to clarify, when you asked, do I know Tony? It could have been one of thousands of salamanders. But I was supposed to know the Tony salamander that you meant.
Yeah.
Specific. Okay, go
exactly.
ahead. Tony, I get you. pleasure to meet you, Tony. You seem like one of a kind. Go ahead and hop up on my shoulder, and we're going to make our way through this little bog here, you and me.
Mike, roll persuasion okay. at advantage.
Okay.
My God.
Fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh.
Nat 20!
Oh! So, Andrew and Alyssa, you watch as the salamander does indeed crawl up Mike's arm and just kind of rest on his shoulder.
You've just been watching so much. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he's got drool and mud all over his torso. Your eyes rolled back in your head. You were like, blah, blah, blah. Like, what did you say to this? Can I pet him?
Yeah, no, don't. You can't pet him, man. He's
Don't let him pet me. I don't like to be touched. Don't let him pet me.
What's he saying about me?
Don't even worry about it, dude.
He's reacting to us. It feels like he understands English.
You talking him down, Mike? You talking him down?
Yeah, I am. He's, you know what it is?
Does he know the way to go?
He knows the way.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to help us, right?
Oh, for sure. He's kind of irritable. He's had a bad row with his, you know, girlfriend, and I kind of feel bad for him.
We're a little salamander.
Salamanders have girlfriends.
So this one does, yeah. I don't know if they're all like
What's his girlfriend's name, I wonder?
Tony or all, according to him, all salamanders are named Tony, except for this one that's named Maria.
So all male salamanders in this bog are Tony.
Right.
And all females, Maria.
Maria, that's right.
And that's,
yeah.
That's just how it is.
It's West Side Story of salamanders. Yeah,
Maria, I once met a salamander named Maria.
Mike, as your melodious lyrics fill the bog, the water in front of you begins to ripple until finally a large, dark shape breaks the surface. Staring back at you from the murky depths
are a pair of darkly colored amber eyes set above a crooked smile of sharp, pointed teeth. Listen, I'll say it. I hate swamps. I do. Being a child of the 90s has conditioned me to believe that all swamps are good for are quicksand and rodents of unusual size. And I can almost guarantee you that there is not a family of lovable ogres living in this swamp. Actually, I can guarantee it because I'm the GM and this is my swamp and I make the rules. That being said, be sure to tune in next time when our episode drops on February 7th and let's find out together if these bozos survive. While you wait, be sure to check out our socials and Patreon, as well as leaving us a rating and a review. Until then, all my salamanders and geckos, be sure to keep the volume up, the dial tuned in, and always say yes to adventure. Bye for now, kids.
I like how this has slowly become like a Christopher Walken impression, kind of, but with tongue.
This is
soldier my family.
You would know if you spent time with more salamanders. Listen, blow. Okay. Okay. Well, Tony, just so the audience has a picture, can you describe Tony for us?
Yeah, Tony is going to look like exactly what this Google image search that I'm about to do is going to. Yeah,
fun fact, he looks like a salamander.
Yeah, he's stereotypical.
I didn't know if he was like a weird, like cryptozoological salamander.
No, he's a salamander, you dummies. He's actually a spot.
Can you picture a salamander in your head? That's what he looks like.
I'm imagining a salamander like the size of like a big piece of firewood or something. Is that
He's actually a spotted salamander. He's about 8 inches
long.
They're
a really big salamander or something.
Oh.
And he's black and he's kind of like slimy and viscous. Cody's calling me again. Give me one second.